You love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Is it leaking? Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. Are you leaking energy from your windows, or maybe your siding needs replaced? Please remember, Lane House Construction is your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Call today for your free estimate, 866-546-ROOF.
Call Dalco Home Remodeling at 314-298-7300. If you buy from someone else and find out how much you could have saved on windows, roofing, and siding, you'll blow your stack.
How much is that jar in the window? The one with the wagony chain.
You know, the westerns, didn't they call cattle little dogies?
Long little dogies.
What's that all about?
I don't know.
Dogies. Well, this is about doggies and cats.
Take a trip.
Oh, and on our Facebook page, there's also the video of Max the dog biting my nose, giving me a bloody nose. And some lady sent me this full-page explanation, and she knew all about puppy teeth and why they're so sharp. It's pretty interesting. Wait, time, we'll get to it. But not now, because we have other pet stuff to take care of. And the man who's going to take care of it and your questions is Dr. Doug Pernikoff. So if you will call now, we'll put you on hold, and we'll get right to it, and he will take your calls, your questions, your concerns about your pet, whatever kind of pet you have. Here we go, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. I would light him up right now, as I see that you are starting to do. Thank you for that. He's brought to you by LaCleat Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here is the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon from the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Doctor, how are you?
Good. I am AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. You know, if I could find real quickly that email this lady sent me about, because I put a video on our Facebook page of this little puppy, Max, biting my nose. And it gave me a pretty good bloody nose. And if I could find, hang on, give me just a second. Bear with me.
Because
if I can find it quickly, hold on. Talk to Dr. Doug, P.I. Just talk to him.
Dr. Doug, how you doing?
Good. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. I saw a really...
It.
Oh,
got it.
Can I still talk to Dr.
Yeah,
Doug?
Go ahead.
All right. I saw a great video today of this little Chihuahua that was born without a without front arms. It had
penis.
Or no shoulders. It just had the wrists and the tendons were causing both the wrist of the front two legs to like almost recoil like up into. So these three students built this little Chihuahua a wheelchair.
They were
able to attach to the front of the dog. So now the dog's able to run around just like any other dog.
Well, that is a beautiful story.
Beautiful.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Doctor, here's the email I got from Lindell.
Okay.
Linda says, after I talked about this dog who's belongs to a friend of ours, biting me and how sharp his little teeth are at 12, 13 weeks old, she says those are called milk teeth. Is that true, Doctor?
That's true.
She says, the purpose of which, it's nature's way to help ensure attachment to mama's belly, her skin, as the puppy nurses. That's why they're so sharp. They begin to fall out at about 12 weeks, at which point a puppy should be weaned, and then they're slowly replaced with permanent teeth. So,
yes,
it's almost like baby teeth.
Yes, it's about the same thing, except baby teeth aren't that sharp.
Frank, is this the same puppy that you guys were going to steal from those people last
week?
Well,
we thought about it, but I feel bad stealing it, so I've tried to bribe the guy, pay the guy, but he has little kids, and it would devastate the kids. What we're hoping for is that the kids will be very irresponsible. They'll not take care of the dog. They won't feed it. And then daddy will get to the point where he goes, that's it, kids.
I warned you.
I warned you. If you didn't take care of the dog, I'm giving it to Frank and his family or selling it to him. That's what we're waiting for.
That sounds like a great puppy.
Because
though.
It really is about the cutest puppy I've ever seen. Are you ready to take calls?
I am ready.
All right. Once again, and last call for calls, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Let's bring in Barbara. Barbara, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Oh, good afternoon, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Barbara. How are you, honey?
I'm great. I love doggies of all kinds, and I love some of the information you give out every Wednesday.
Thank you.
I'm a faithful listener.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you a minute about doggy BO. My dog just periodically has a peculiar smell, and I can't figure out what it might be. We keep her spotlessly clean, and we feel like we've taken awfully good care of her. And I even thought it might have been an ear infection because every now and then she just shakes her head violently, and it only lasts for 4 or 5 shakes, and that's only a few times a day. But every once in a while she comes up to get sit next to me, and I have this terrible smell.
I'll bet this is going to be the anal gland thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering.
Even describe the answer to this one.
Can you describe the smell, what it smells like?
Yeah, Barbara.
Kind of a sour smell. It certainly is not, you know, it doesn't smell like
roses.
Excrement.
Excrement. I don't believe we can use that word, Barbara. How dare you bring language like that?
Is it a fishy smell?
Well, I can tell you that we have dogs that will come in the clinic and that we look for the oral cavity. You can have a lot of tartar that produces a lot of your teeth.
No, I'm looking at the teeth, yes.
That's one area. And then, of course, the ears, as you said, are another area that you have to peek at. And then the great, most likely suggestion, based on what you're saying, is that the anal glands are
expressing. Now, wouldn't she scoot across the floor, though, to try that?
They don't always have to. Sometimes they can just sit a certain way, and the pressure of a full gland will emit a little bit of material, and that gives you that kind of nauseous, sour smell.
Oh, boy. That is terrible.
Is that a good enough reason for me to come and be a patient and have
absolutely.
To be a patient?
Absolutely. I will clean out your anal gland.
Hold on. Barbara, Barbara, for you to be a patient?
Oh, man.
Barbara, you're not having anal gland issues.
No.
Do you scoot across the floor?
Yeah.
From that soft voice, I might have some kind of attachment. I'm sure my dog will love Dr. Doug.
Yeah, well, he will.
Love to help you.
All animals love Dr. Doug.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for listening.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, you don't do any two-for-one deals, do you, Dr. Doug?
Depends on how cute they are.
Human and animal?
Well, see, that's a sexist remark.
What?
Did you mean how cute the animal is or the
animal? How cute the animal is, of course.
Okay, well, then that's not sexist. For a moment, I thought you might have been implying you prefer women to come in who are cute, but that's not you.
No.
You would never.
I prefer the dogs be cute.
Okay, you would never do anything
like
that.
No, not me.
Let me bring Mark in here. Mark, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you today?
Good, Mark. How about you?
I am good. I have a question. I have a stray rescue, part golden retriever, part hound. And I've noticed the last couple months when we bathe her, she loses a lot of hair from the back part of her, from midsection on back to her legs.
Okay.
Is there possibly something wrong with diet, or is it weather?
It could be really the coat of that individual animal. And, again, I can't see the dog, but I would suggest that the things you rule out in a mature dog would be a thyroid issue. That's a blood test that's very simple to accomplish. And then the other thing might be just to look at the coat and make sure it's not related more to the mixture of the breeds that you have, because they will, the term is called epilation. They do epilate. They do lose a lot of fur, and you might need to be on a grooming program with a Furminator or some other device that helps to get that dead coat out for these animals.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Get it checked out, and we'll take
AM and the PM guys back.
Thank you. Now, we have a very bizarre situation. Hmm. We have these calls, and then they all dropped. Now, this is not acceptable. This equipment is only 45 years old. It's barely broken in. And now we're reloading. So, folks, if you actually could jump in right now, 314, there we go, boom, 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 969-KTRS, or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. What the heck's going on here?
Maybe we answered all the questions.
No, I'm telling you, I'm not kidding when I tell you this phone bank thing is like 45. Now they're all
lit up.
Lit
yeah,
up again.
Up.
Holy mackerel. Well, let's do this. Let's get Ann in here while it's working. Ann, say hi to Dr. Doug.
I have a story about it.
About who?
Dr. Doug.
Well, we're actually taking pet calls.
Well, I used to work with Dr. Doug.
That's a good story.
When he was interning.
When
Dr. dog was interning, I used to work with him, and he would take naps on the x-ray table and have me wake him up when we had an animal come in.
Is that true, Dr. Dunn?
Only hearsay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. I remember coming down there, Dr. Doug. We have a patient.
And we got a whole bunch of calls all of a sudden now with pet questions, so we're going to jump to
them.
Thank you.
Best about Doug.
Only call if you have good stories, not about him napping on the x-ray machine. Let's bring Ralph in here. Ralph, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. I have a real question for you here.
All right.
I got a chocolate lab, half horse dog. He's huge, but we love him. He's our family pet.
Okay.
Flatulence is the real problem. It's daily.
How about the dog?
We tried changing his diet. We don't know what to do.
It's daily. We had a guy here named Daly who had a flatulence problem.
Well, we're having
a long time ago.
Pardon me.
Well, the first thing to do, as you said, is to always assess the diet and try and make sure that that stays consistent. Some people use a lot of different treats in their dieting every day for the pets, and I try and discourage that because I feel like what it does is it changes the bacteria in their bowel, and with the change in bacteria, you can get a change in gas production. So one of the first things to do is to make sure that your diet is standardized and it stays consistent. You try to avoid too many additions, and I think that'll probably be the first rule. If you're not having diarrhea or any other...
You mean if Ralph is not having diarrhea?
Yeah, if Ralph's not having diarrhea, then your dog's going to be okay. But I would, again, check diet. If the status of the poop is solid and normal, I wouldn't get too worried about it. I think you just probably have to do some simple husbandry changes.
Can you give a dog...
Well, I'm not too worried about the dog. It's what the effect around the house.
I bet. He might need some probiotics, too. There are a number of products out on the market that your vet can help you with that introduce good bacteria and try and keep that bowel a little more consistent. Okay?
Beyond, what was your question?
Can you give a dog like Beano or something, one of those anti-gas medicines that humans
use? I don't know that product,
but I didn't know if that was for dogs or not.
Yeah, I haven't used those with dogs, so I would be cautious to suggest that.
Okay.
No, I accept he was an animal and things are going to happen, but it's out of control, I'm telling you.
Boy, it sounds bad.
I'm staying out of your house.
Yeah, no kidding.
You can't have company over.
Well, this is good, though, when the in-laws are coming over.
Yeah,
then you get a lot of strange
look at the bright side. Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you.
And there's an upside to everything. My mother's coming over. Yeah. Quick, get the dog. Let's bring, let me get this right. I don't want to mess this up. I think this should be Justin. No, this is Rich. Rich, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Rich, how are you?
Hallelujah. This might be a little bit out of doctor's area of expertise.
I doubt.
I was just kind of wondering. Got a few cats running around the house, barn cats, they stay outside. I've also got, now with it being wintertime, the bald eagles coming down. Bald eagles flying around, looking down on the barn and everything else. How big of an animal can one of those eagles carry away?
Well, those bald eagles, the males weigh anywhere from 9 to 10 pounds. The females can be up to 12 to 14 pounds, and they could easily pick up a cat and take those away, or a small dog. I don't know an exact weight, but I would bet that a bald eagle, and number one, they don't always take them away. Sometimes they just knock them down and eat them right there. But if they wanted to strike at that, I would be concerned with any animal that was less than 15 to 20 pounds, I think, would be vulnerable. Now, the other thing to understand is bald eagles prefer fish, and a lot of time they're going to be hunting for animals are related to that kind of opportunity, so they'll be along the rivers.
Cats are related to fish?
No, I mean, they'll be working on that source
of food. Well, it could be a cat fish.
Well, that's very good. That's good, Rich. I see what you did there. Here's the thing, too. If you have you have a cat you don't like, tie a fish around his neck.
Yeah, there you go.
And a bald eagle will pick him up.
Anyway, but that's a beautiful animal.
Anyway.
I don't know if you guys have been around bald eagles or not. They're amazingly beautiful and strong. Oh, it's just tremendous.
It is, absolutely. Even after 2 years of living, where I'm living and watching them come down every winter, it's still an awe-inspiring thing to see them flying around. But I've noticed the last week or two, instead of flying up and down the river, which is just the other side of the tree line from me, they are spending more and more time over my house and the barn and stuff. And the cats are running around during the day, and the eagles are out. And I was just wondering.
Yeah, I would be a little bit concerned. They're going to be opportunistic, and they're going to feed on what they can feed. So, you know, it is a bit of a risk. One year we actually, I think I may have mentioned this many shows ago, but we actually went on a eagle count up along the Alton area there, and we flew over 1,000 eagles we counted in the matter of 2.5
hours. Wow. That's a lot.
They were all roosting along, obviously, in the river area looking for fish.
Rich, thank you for the call.
Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure.
Thanks for listening. I've seen bald eagles, but I've never taken the time to get binoculars and go, you know, where a lot of them are. And kind of
you can get up close to them at the wild bird sanctuary.
Like you can be
just a foot or two away. They're in a cage or whatever. But
I don't like that they call them bald. They're not bald. They have white hair.
Yeah.
They have white feathers. So that's not bald.
Yeah, it takes 3 to 5 years for those feathers to come in. So the first couple of years, they're just all dark. They look like a golden eagle.
Mm, see, you can tell he's a veterinarian.
Yeah.
Justin, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Justin, how are you?
I'm great. AM and a PM.
That's the way to be.
Hallelujah. Hey, doctor, I got a question.
Sure.
I've got a 6-year-old English bulldog, and she just, in the last week or two, she's just developed a cherry eye.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, whoa, hold on here. Cherry eye?
Yes.
Cherry eye.
What is that?
Is that like pink eye?
It's an eversion of the little gland, the lacrimal gland, or the tear gland that sits right in the middle of your eye. Right in the middle side of your eye. And that tends to be a genetic issue where that gland actually everts out of its normal anatomical pocket.
Wow.
And there's two procedures. Usually if you have it in one eye, you'll eventually have it in the other eye, and it can be expressed anytime. Usually we see it in puppies, but it can be adult dogs as well. And there's two surgical procedures to fix that. The most legitimate one is to try and replace it back into its pocket, and then they tie it down. That's a hard procedure to do, and sometimes they can actually just kind of snip and remove that gland, but your vet will have to provide some artificial tears as a supplement, okay? But it's not a serious pathology. It's more of a nuisance pathology.
Okay, and I've taken her to a vet, and they wanted to schedule the surgery, and like you said, they don't want to remove it. I was just looking if there was any other options or any other solutions other than surgery.
Not really. On occasion, you can get those things to quiet down and resolve for a little bit, but once they've been exposed like that, they tend to stay out, and they have to be surgically fixed.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Great.
Thank you, Justin.
I appreciate it. Good luck.
I say we squeeze one more in here. Let's let it be Tom. Tom, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. How are you doing?
Good, Tom. How are you?
Good. I've got a Boston Terrier. It's about 7 years old, and it just it got these like little scabs all over. They said it had lupus.
Okay.
Is this a common thing that a dog gets lupus? I guess
it's not common.
Explain to me what lupus is. That's when you become allergic to yourself.
Right. It's called an autoimmune disease. And what happens is, for whatever reason, the body's immune system starts attacking its own cells. And it can express itself in a lot of different ways. Sometimes it's rheumatoid arthritis. Sometimes it's more generalized like lupus. So it's a difficult, not common kind of process. Usually they're going to treat it with some sort of almost like a chemotherapeutic drug or steroids or a combination thereof.
It is manageable in most cases.
It's just a bit of a nuisance for you.
Okay. Is this something that these flat-nosed, flat-faced dog breeds are kind of susceptible to, or is this just a...
I don't think that it's, and I don't know the breed specificity. I have to look that up for you, but I don't know that it's breed specific. This probably has more of a relationship of how inbred the dog is, because more inbreeding that's gone through, like in a purebred animal, then the more likely that these kind of weird diseases kind of pop up. Just like in humans, the same thing.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck.
Sorry. I think Tom finds disease in humans pretty funny. I believe we're out of time.
Thank you so much.
Well, doctor, thank you, and we'll talk next week.
Be well.
All right. Doctor.
I got to go take a nap on the radiology table.
Okay. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody. your pet's best friend who sometimes naps on the x-ray machine, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Let's check in with John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I am great, and this morning on the Today Show, they rolled out the 2014 Corvette.
Makes you want to buy one, doesn't it, Frank?
No, it makes me...
Yeah, it does.
...want to be...
Maybe just tool around in one for a couple months.
Do you get... do you get Talk Show Host Demo Magazine? It's a... I get it. It's a... It's a magazine, a publication for talk show hosts.
Never heard of that.
Well, let me read you an article.
Well, John's kind of like a talk show. He hosts his own segment almost, yeah. So he should get
this. Dr. Pernikoff, pretty funny.
He is pretty funny. He can be very funny. This is a...
And he acts pretty funny when he was talking about laying on the radiology table. That was pretty funny.
He's
and then my dog, Jack, is here, and his ears perked up.
Mm-hmm. This is a quote from a GM executive, and this
I told you my dog's in the office, Jack.
Yeah, this executive at GM is quoted as saying, one of the things we'd like to see more of here at the Chevy division of General Motors, especially with the introduction of our 2014 Corvette, is our dealers agreeing on a much wider and broader scale to let local radio personalities drive these vehicles so that they can be out and about and be seen, and so that they could then talk about them.
And who's the editor of this magazine?
I'm sorry?
Who's the editor of this magazine?
Clive Gilmore of General Motors. And he says...
Clive?
And he says... He says, many of our shareholders, stockholders, and even dealers have said, well, why not encourage these radio personalities to just buy the vehicle? And he responds with these words: that is a very bad idea, because radio people do not make very much money, and we're incurring that,
well,
having them
not talking about you
huge a huge expense.
Remember, I sign every check around here, so I know what
It goes on to say that the value of a vehicle driven by a radio personality to his listeners escalates appreciates, and the car then becomes worth more money. I'm just throwing it out there because I just got a copy of this thing in the mail. I just thought I'd throw that at you.
Maybe John will give him a McGraw, Millhaven, a Corvette now.
Well, as a matter of fact, Ian McGraw's bought, I think he's purchased 3 vehicles this year.
I think we've purchased 5.
Yeah.
I believe it's been 5. No, not this year. No, we don't purchase 5 in a year. Of course not. So how are you?
I am fantastic.
Well, you sound good today.
Fantastic.
Sound like
how
you're
you?
A good. I'm good.
Day.
I'm good. Yeah.
Tim Weiland Facebooked me that he was almost in a terrible accident today.
Get out of here.
No.
I didn't hear about it. Dan, did you hear about it?
No, I didn't hear about it.
Tell us what happened.
He was driving his Johnny Londoff Chevrolet Cruze,
mm-hmm.
and apparently a tractor trailer had an issue, and he another car. Ran into the tractor trailer. He had a jam on his brakes, swerve, turn, and totally avoid, probably a really bad accident, okay? Could have been injured.
Ooh.
So glad that Tim's okay. Apparently nobody else was hurt in the accident, but it just goes to show, there's a lot of options out there for people to buy. The one thing always about a Chevrolet is safety. You know, General Motors has always been the leaders in safety. And our cars, besides being unbelievable as the appearance and how they look, but they're safe. You can feel safe driving your family, yourself, your children. A lot of the manufacturers out there, especially some of those that have just recently come onto the market, from maybe outside our borders, they can't say that. I don't care what you say. There's just Tim made a good decision, and I'm glad he's okay.
Well, he may very well be alive and with us today because of that.
Yeah.
Could have lost him. Could have lost him.
We like Tim around here at Johnny Londoff. We like everybody, but he comes and visits every once in a while, and he gets around here. I'm like, you should think about radio. You got a great voice. He cracks up at that.
Well, he may crack up at it, but that's what he wants. He wants his own show.
Mm-hmm.
And he could probably have his own show. And he does have a good voice, but he's a good traffic guy. We don't want to lose him in the air.
Well, yeah. Chip Unterberg, one of our top sales reps, we have many, many here at Johnny Londoff.
What's his last name? What's his name?
Just Chip Unterberg.
That's a great name.
Yeah. He was my sales rep when I bought my Equinox.
It's a good
story. You know what his real name? Hilly. H-I-L-L-I-E.
Hilly?
That's his birth name?
Hilly.
Hilly.
Hmm. Hilly Unterberg?
I think it's Hilly Charles Unterberg, the fifth.
Wow.
How about that?
Long line.
So Hilly, better known as Chip, took a call from a James O'Hara. James is listening right now. I just hung up with him 30 minutes ago.
Hello, James.
And he's an avid listener. And you know what? He used my line. He wants to shake the hand that it shook the hand of Frank O'Pinion.
Wow, that's
unbelievable.
Very funny.
So James is going to come up and see us on a Chevy Equinox, and we're going to give him a great, great deal, as we do all of the AM and the PM listeners.
I'd like to think AM and the PM people get just that little extra dose of service. You know, there's plenty of service for everybody there, but if you're AM and the PM, just, you know, little, just 11 on a 1 to 10. I think that's
a little extra frost.
Yeah, a little extra.
Well, you know, Frank, I am sincere in the fact that people that listen to the show, people that listen to you, and
they're good people.
They're awesome. They're fun. They like to laugh. They want to laugh. They want to have fun. I tell you what, they're all hardworking. It's a good thing. They all have jobs. That allows them to come in and buy a car.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they come from all over the area. And we have a lot of fun with them. We just really do. I think this week alone, I think we've handed out about 7 or 8 pictures, so we might have to get another picture together, you and
okay.
me.
Okay, not a problem.
You know?
Not a problem.
I asked a couple last night, I'm like, be honest. I said, don't worry, Frank's not here. Who's better looking?
Why would you
picture.
Ask? Now, why would you ask him that? And what did they say?
Mary, because she said you were. Right in front of me.
Well, you said be honest.
You said be honest.
I know.
Yeah.
That had to hurt my feelings.
That had to hurt because I've seen myself. That had to hurt.
But I mean, you're a good looking guy.
You said that before.
Yeah.
And it's disturbing.
Hey, John the Third.
Hey, yes, sir.
I'm on the air with Frank O'Pinion, the AM and the PM show. But you back in town?
Actually, about to pass the dealership. So I was going to ask you if you wanted me to come.
Yeah. Pull on in.
Yeah,
man. Come on in here, okay?
All right.
Love you.
Ladies
bye.
And gentlemen, a conversation between John Landoff Jr. and John the Third, live, unedited, uncensored, and twice he called his dad sir.
Mm-hmm. That's an exclusive.
That is a loss.
He's a good young man. Just drove back from helping his brothers move in back to the University of Dayton, and he's stopping in here to. Probably, hopefully, do a little work. So,
there ought to be a school called the University of Dayton where you learn how to date.
Yeah.
University of Dayton. See what I did there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's something people don't, you're not taught how to do that.
Hi, do you come here often?
How to go on a date. And people now, they don't know how to date because they go everywhere in big groups together. So they don't
that
know.
Is that is not, first of all, it's a Marinus. It's a Catholic-based institution in Dayton, Ohio. It's an unbelievable school. College, university.
I'm sure it is.
And there's just a ton of St. Louisans that go to school there, the kids. And, they don't learn how to date. I mean, they get to go on dates, but they learn how to...
It was a joke, John. I know there's a University of Dayton. It was a joke. Like, there ought to be a place
maybe
where you go.
Maybe I might take offense to it.
No, they won't.
I just paid tuition to that.
Jokes, son.
You know, but I'm just having fun with you, Frank.
I know.
You know,
cause nice. Call coming in.
Excuse me.
Let's go ahead, take it.
You're kind of fun to have fun with, you know.
Who's buzzing you?
Mimi just texted me to relax.
It's becoming a family segment.
It really is. John
she's
the Third.
She's Mimi. The reason that that I listen. She's the reason that we're probably together, Frank.
That's beautiful.
I'm tearing up just a little bit. She is the reason.
Wow.
Now, let's get down to selling something. What do you want to sell?
Everything.
All right.
We've got way too many cars and trucks. Way too many. We're pushing ahead with the auto show rebates. The auto show coming into town. Don't wait. You can come in right now. $4,000 off the Chevy Cruze.
That's a very popular vehicle.
Six thousand off. Now, Mimi, you might want to turn the radio off right now because that's part of your money we're giving away. 6,000 off the Chevy Malibu. That's a 2013. We haven't had a 2012 Malibu in probably 4 or 5 months. 5,000 off of Chevy Traverse, 2012 models. 3,500 off 2012 Chevy Equinox. Are you sitting down?
Sit down. Yeah.
All right.
$8,000 off Suburbans and Tahoes, 2012. $10,000 off 2012 Silverado Crew Cabs. Unbelievable. Used car pre-owned department, over 200 vehicles in stock. Price to sell, we got to move some of those pre-owned vehicles. Interest rates as low as 1.9 on certified pre-owned vehicles. 1.9%. That's crazy.
Your wife, Mimi, said something last week when we went to dinner, and you had stepped away to go to the restroom.
Oh, no.
She said, I cannot believe, after all this time, that he has not given you a Corvette to drive. She said, I'm embarrassed. Ooh. She said, I'm embarrassed. Actually embarrassed by that. That's a true story.
Did she really say that?
That's true.
She said, listening, you know.
I know. And she said, you know that if I had it in my power, she said, you'd be in a new Corvette charge.
I believe that.
She said, I'm so sorry. I just thought I'd share it with a true story.
Really? guess what?
Yeah.
You're still not getting a Corvette.
Yeah, I know. We need a phone
Maybe
number.
Maybe one of these days.
We need a phone. Can we get a phone number?
When they do it, it's got to be a big surprise.
Oh, it will be. All right. Let's start.
All right, 314.
You know that when he laughs, it actually sounds like a duck call.
Yes, it does.
He has done so much duck hunting that when he laughs.
Yeah, it does. There's John's laugh right there.
What was that phone number again?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit, 24/7/365 at lawndoff.com.
All righty. We know you're open late. We will send them to you.
Can't wait. Thanks, right. Frank.
Okay, John.
Thanks, Ian. Thanks, Danny.
Bye, John.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm not kidding. Hear him laugh. Now, that was his laugh.
Yeah.
We recorded
it and
played
it back.
Like if I told him a joke, I go, and the guy at the bar said, are you kidding? That was my daughter. You know, anytime you're around anything enough, you pick, it's like people that say that husbands and wives start to look like each other. If you hear that sound every season, you take on the sound of a duck.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. We're not making fun of it or anything. There's nothing wrong with it. Oh, we have to take a break. We're coming back. Big 550 KTRS.
Wow. Tim Weiland up in the up in airborne traffic doing some singing, looking at traffic.
Yeah, I got reason to sing today. If you're traveling westbound 64, you've got stop-and-go traffic from Kings Highway through McCausland. Also, we have a water main break that's affecting Kirkwood Road in both directions, just a little bit south of the railroad tracks in Kirkwood, the Amtrak station. Now, only the left lane is getting through in each direction, and right now there's a train crossing, so it's causing a bit of a backup there. Now, looking at southbound 270, you're a little slow around Olive. You're heavy again from south of the Clayton Road overpass all the way down through Doherty Ferry. And southbound 170 was stop and go from Del Mar down through Brentwood. And this traffic report is brought to you by Garmin. Hate traffic? Don't be a hater. Get a Garmin Newbie with subscription-free HD digital traffic and avoid it with updates as often as every 30 seconds. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Another day, another Carney Show. Join us tonight for the broadcast. We'll give you a little black and white. Ron Ramey chimes in with that. Some healthy stuff for you, too. Obviously not from Ron. But Greg Stebbin with our men's health segment. Also, Johnny Law. And it's a visit with Terry Crouppen. A lot of stuff. It all starts tonight at 9.
The Carney Show. Weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
An RV may seem like a grown-up version of a playhouse, but it's a real second home, complete with kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, and slide-out rooms which expand your living space. You simply can't imagine until you look inside. Whether it's a motorhome, a luxury fifth wheel, or a lightweight trailer designed for downsized utility vehicles, Byerly offers the best value in RVs. Step inside a Byerly RV and discover a whole new world. Wherever you go, you're always at home in a Byerly RV. Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
It's fun living at Garden View Care Center. It's fun for the residents. It's fun for the families. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. More than 14 years ago, Garden View Care Centers created the first memory care program in St. Charles and St. Louis counties. Garden View has learned a lot about memory care since. The key to memory care is activity. Garden View residents with Alzheimer's and dementia are active 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they're active and having fun. They participate in a wide variety of on-site fun activities such as recreation, exercise, dance aerobics, parties, live music performances, and so much more. Off-site, they're going to movies, theaters, concerts, ball games, and because they're having fun, the families stay connected. The development of their memory loss is slowed, and they're healthier and happier. Come see for yourself and take a tour. Garden View Care Center, 636-449-7575, online at gardenviewcarecenter.com. That's 636-449-7575. They're having fun at Garden View Care Centers, 636-449-7575 or gardenviewcarecenter.com.
News.
A major credit ratings agency, Fitch, is warning the U.S. could lose its top credit rating.
Two more surveillance cameras will be installed in the University City Loop area. Last night.
Traffic. Man, things have turned to a kind of a mess here on the highways.
And weather.
I'm Fox 2 meteorologist Angela Huddy for the Big 550 KTRS. We'll see some clouds build into
at the top of every hour and when you need it. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Okay, baby at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois. The all-new 2013 Accords and Civics are arriving now. Backup camera, Bluetooth, and Pandora radio, all standard on all models. Let me talk about this new Civic. For a few months this year, I had the privilege of driving a 2012 Civic. Recently, I waylaid a 2013 Civic, and oh, baby, this is a whole new car. It looks so sporty. It drives like a dream. It's quiet, comfortable, and the all-new interior is like a luxury car. Of course, it's a Honda, so the Civic is reliable, affordable, and with great gas mileage. I highly recommend a test drive in this so cool all-new 2013 Honda Civic. And don't forget, we have the Military 500. Finance any new Meyer Honda through Honda financing and get $500 off your down payment. Meyer Honda, your gateway Honda dealer. MeyerHonda.com.
It's dining at its finest during the 4th Annual Clayton Restaurant Week, January 21st through the 27th, presented by Stella Artois, Goose Island Matilda, and Pearl Vodka. Enjoy a three-course dinner for just $25 plus tax and tip at any of the 17 participating restaurants like Bocce Bar, Cardwell's, Coastal, and The Crossing. Visit ClaytonRestaurantsWeek.net for more details and to view the restaurant menus. Clayton Restaurant Week, January 21st through the 27th. Yummy!
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-7751. That's 1-800-620-7751.
Terrific joke coming up for you in the Playhouse. And we haven't told for, I would say, a couple of years. So stick around. Do I have time for one call?
I think so.
Well, as soon as Dan throws the name on the screen.
Dan, I need a name. Just one.
Going twice. We are running out of time. And we are gone. We do not have a name, so we do not take a call. There are people who are saying that you you don't need to be shaking hands with people right now. There are businesses encouraging people not to shake hands with clients or with coworkers because of this flu. This flu must really be worse than I realize it is.
Well, yeah, they're saying at kids' games they don't want kids to high-five after the game or shake hands.
Right, that's another thing I saw. I guess the fist pump thing is okay. So it must be pretty, pretty bad. We got a great playhouse coming up for you. We got a good joke for you. And now we're going to talk to you about the longest-running advertiser we have on this show, American Equity Mortgage. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. It's so hard for me not to mention other businesses by name when I see or hear something so ridiculous on TV or something that for whatever reason I just look at it and go, you got to be kidding me. Do you think people really buy into that? I will give you one example without really dissing the company because I don't know anything about them, but I always wonder who, when they're looking for a mortgage, turns to a cartoon granny on television. You know, that granny eight or whatever. Yeah. I mean, I don't get that. Hey, you know, honey, we're talking about getting a house. Why don't we call that cartoon grandmother and get a mortgage? I don't know. They must do pretty well. They've got money to run TV commercials. I'll tell you who does real well is American Equity Mortgage. And not only are they local, even though they're in other cities, their headquarters is right here, St. Louis, Missouri. So if you are a homeowner, take a look at your credit card balance. And are you still paying minimum monthly payments? Don't do that. Don't do that. Talk to American Equity Mortgage and find out how easy it is to stop doing that and to get the balance back to zero where it belongs. And then once you've maxed them out once in your life, if you're smart, you won't let that happen again. We did it when we were young. We maxed with two cards, maxed them both out, and we never, ever since then have done that. If we can't pay it each month, we don't charge it. But everybody gets in that situation. Let them help you out of it. And kind of the same story with the home equity loan. You have something you want to pay cash for. Use that equity in your house to borrow the money. It's just smart. 314-878-9999. American Equity Mortgage.
Let's get another look at traffic now. Airborne with Tim Weiland.
And we made it further out west to check out 64, and it's slow from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. And you've got stop-and-go traffic again from 94 to just a little bit east of Winghaven. And then we've got stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 70 between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. That water main break is actually in front of a Magic House, which is at Kirkwood Road in Craig. Only the left lane is open in each direction. You've got some backups behind each direction. This traffic report brought to you by Wendy's. Bring the kids and stop by Wendy's for a kid's meal. Now just $1.99 after 4 p.m. for a limited time. Delicious options they'll love. And really smart move for you, making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way at participating Wendy's for a limited time. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
So, Jim, I hear we're not going to be on the show on Friday.
On Friday, we're on Saturday from 11 to 1 on Saturday.
So Friday, I just shouldn't show up.
I don't think I would.
Well, then I shouldn't show up Saturday either?
We're on Saturday.
But not this Saturday.
We're not. We're just off instead of being on.
We're off instead of being on?
Well, we are going to be on, but not this week.
Oh, we're off this week because of Mizzou, but next week we'll be back on the Inside Out Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced push-to-talk service.
Is it leaking? Hi, San Luis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And if your gutters and downspouts are leaking, you could be causing damage to your foundation. Call Lane House Construction, your local source for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. 866-546-ROOF.
With the Emerald Advance line of credit from H&R Block, you could get your money today. Call 1-800-HR-BLOCK or visit hrblock.com to find out more.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM to PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Bill. Hi, everybody. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good afternoon. We're doing great, Bill. How about you?
I'm good. Thank you. Well, Lance Armstrong has confessed to Oprah Winfrey.
What?
That, who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That out of the way. Well, President Obama's half-brother has announced that he's running for governor in Kenya. Fortunately, his candidacy is already in jeopardy. Some people there, I guess, are claiming he was actually born in Hawaii.
Oh, boy. I knew that would happen.
And Nancy Pelosi is going to appear on the NBC show 30 Rock. History will be made. This will be the first time a political guest star on an entertainment program has had more plastic surgery than any of the actors.
Whoa.
And finally, this afternoon.
Yeah, she needs to sue whoever did her eyes.
Yes, yes, she does. Well, a California middle school teacher has lost her appeal to return to work after being fired when they discovered she had been in porno movies before she started teaching. The court argued she wasn't honest with her employer, but she clearly stated she had worked in a variety of positions under a number of different people.
Oh, well, that's honest. That's being honest.
Yeah. So what the heck? I thought that was kind of funny.
That is funny.
I always enjoy my own material.
You're too tough on yourself.
That's all that matters. The McClellan segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see you.
All right, there goes Bill Cleveland. When we get to the Playhouse here in a few minutes, there are a couple of stories, and one of them is, I don't know how you would ever explain. I don't care how old a person is. Wait till you hear how many extra miles this woman drove because the GPS sent her in the wrong direction. It's just beyond belief. We'll get to that and the joke and more. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Alex Stone. It was only a few hours ago that President Obama called on Congress to pass gun